Now, taking a look at sports on KDDR.
Let's start off by saying congratulations to the Jamestown Jimmies Volleyball. Making their first ever trip in program history to the Final Four, they would eventually lose in the Final Four, but a great season nonetheless. Jamestown defeated the 2-seed Northwestern in the quarterfinals to advance to the Final Four, as the Jimmies were led by local Ellendale grad Izzy Weedle. She had a team-high 15 kills and hit 371 to advance the Jimmies to the Final Four. Jamestown would eventually lose to the eventual national champions in Marion. Marion beat Jamestown in 4 sets before going on to beat Westmont in the championship match. But again, congratulations to the Jamestown Jimmies, and specifically Izzy Weedle of Ellendale and Anna Holen, the sophomore out of Lemoore. Let's get to some high school girls basketball scores from over the weekend. Number 7 Thompson defeated Velva, who was receiving votes on the outside looking in, 52-25. That game took place in the Shootout on the Prairie tournament. Number 3 Grafton defeated Breckenridge in the Sanford Classic in Minnesota, 79-59. Number 2 Langdon Area Edmore Munich defeated receiving votes Shiloh Christian, 59-35. And number 4 Kidder County beat Hart River, 54-43. The North Dakota State Bison set an FCS winning streak record, breaking their own previous record at 34 consecutive games. They defeated Nichols 37-13 at the Fargo Dome on Saturday, but the score doesn't really tell the whole story. North Dakota State and Nichols were battling late into the third quarter before the Bison finally pulled away. NDSU will now host Illinois State this Saturday at 11 a.m. The Minnesota Golden Gophers football team will travel to Tampa Bay for their bowl game. They'll take on the Auburn Tigers in the Outback Bowl on New Year's Day. The North Dakota State women's basketball team nearly completed a comeback against the Big Ten's Wisconsin Badgers, but dropped 64-63. The North Dakota Fighting Hawks men's hockey team, they have added a couple more wins in Kalamazoo. They came away with a 1-0 overtime victory Friday and an 8-2 victory on Saturday. The Fighting Hawks are now 14-1-2 and have won 7 games in a row.